Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
Is that okay?
I think so. You know, I love this shirt, but it has to be a pajama shirt because it got ruined at the hairdresser's.
I know. The back. Did they bleach it?
Yeah. Like, it was the time I got the haircut that made me look like Kate from John and Kate plus 8. But then our girl Annalisa came to the rescue and saved the day, and I have not seen another hairdresser since.
Yeah, she's amazing. Episode 2.
Oh my God. And this, okay, so full disclosure, we have so many fans that they probably noticed we didn't record last week.
Yeah, we have been, our house was taken over. It was busy.
It was very busy. And we thought we could sneak it in, but we couldn't. And then we were stressed. And so we just said, you know what, fans?
Yeah. Rather
if
than
Beyonce
stressed,
can take a day off.
Why can't we?
I don't know if she can or if she ever has, but
I think she does. Jay-Z steps up.
Who was the one that was married to Kanye?
One of the Kardashians.
Oh, I think I was thinking it was Kanye and Beyonce.
No, it's Kanye and Kim.
Okay.
Yeah, but
good thing we don't have a pop culture podcast.
I know, we're really bad at it. Kim hired like a male nanny to like get back at Kanye.
Oh.
Because the kids need a father figure.
Oh.
North and
South.
Yeah. I can't remember their names.
One of them East? No, like, that sounds stupid now that I've said it.
No, their last name is West because it's Kanye West.
East West.
But one of the first, you're laughing because you're right. One of them, their first names is North.
Yeah, Northwest.
Yeah.
Well, each their own.
And Blue Ivy.
I'm named after
a
beer.
She looks just like her mom, Beyonce. You are named after a beer.
Like, technically a tennis player, but nobody knows who this tennis player is. But there is also a terrible beer that shares my name, so.
I'm not named after either.
Yeah.
They named a town after me, though.
Yeah.
They named a town after you. We went to it.
Port Carling.
This summer.
And Lindsay, Ontario. All right. Lindsay's so, hit us with the synopsis. What did we watch?
We watched See You in September, September 22nd, 1997. So first day of school.
Yeah.
I, along with Lucy, was rolling into grade 9.
Yeah, I was going into grade 7.
About the same maybe as Simon,
oh,
we
Simon,
think?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I started junior high. And, oh, you would have still been in junior high.
I was just finishing it, yeah.
But then for Lucy, maybe in the Americas, grade 9 is high school?
Yeah, like it's like that in Ontario.
Oh.
Yeah, it was my first year that we moved here.
Oh.
Oh, I'm telling you a big, big lie. I was starting grade 10, and this was the second year I lived here. Oh, man, 1997. What a wild ride.
A wild ride.
Okay, Annie and Eric can't wait for the kids to go back to school, but they're no sooner out the door than they're home again. ... and in trouble. Like, what kind of trouble do these three churchgoer kids get into?
Five.
Three. Like, I take a week off and I don't even know.
Okay, I want to start at the beginning. Seventh Heaven is a 90s family drama created by Brenda Hampton. It's about a family.
Produced by Aaron Spelling.
Yeah. Okay, so.
I found my notes.
It's funny because we watched it 2 weeks ago.
October 15th is when I made my notes.
Oh, yeah. And now we're recording on the 25th, so 10 days ago. Mm-hmm. And we just rewatched it tonight. We kind of like skimmed it.
Yeah, refresher.
But we haven't looked at our notes since then. So
everyone's in for a wild ride, really.
Oh, this is a really cool episode because there are three special guests. Mm-hmm. Mila Kunis, who plays Ashley, mm-hmm. who's Jimmy Moon's girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Tara Noah Smith, which, not to brag, but I met him in real life when I was in the audience at Tool Time.
Yeah.
Along with Jonathan Taylor Thomas and Zachary Ty Bryan.
Yeah. Why did all three of them go by three names? Lindsay Ann Mallory.
Yeah. Like, do you think they were like, okay, this is going to look best on the credits? So, like, one of them used three names. Mm-hmm. And then they said, like.
Like, I feel like it was JTT because he always used three names. But I guess I don't know about the other ones. Maybe they always used three names too, but. And then also a three-namer, Deborah Jo Rupp.
Yeah, she is the mom in that 70s show.
Yes, and then she was, well, so she became famous. She was on Saturday Night Live. Like, she was one of the main characters on Saturday Night Live as a comedian, like, in the 70s, probably.
Are we going to do a deep dive on her over on our supercast?
Yeah, we totally are, because I really like her a lot. She was also in Friends as a reoccurring character.
Mm-hmm. She played Phoebe's brother's wife.
Yeah. Yeah, the teacher. It was too old for him. And then they had the triplets that Phoebe carried. Spoiler alert, if you've ever seen Friends.
And then Taryn Noah Smith was from
Home Improvement.
Home Improvement. He played the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't know. I didn't really care for him. But while you look that up, I will do a little plug. So we joined a website called Supercast, and it is a subscription-based service where you pay money and you get bonus content.
Yeah, we're going to deep dive into, I don't know, different characters. Well, all the characters, main characters.
Yeah. And we did just call it a lesbian recap.
Yeah.
Because maybe we want to recap something other than Seventh Heaven over on there.
Yeah.
But we've got, like, a lot of content to deep dive on.
We do. Like, Taryn Noah Smith, who played Mark Taylor.
Mark. Yeah.
And then who did Zachary Ty Bryan play? Do you remember his name?
Zach? No.
No.
His name is Zach.
Yeah.
No, I can't remember any of their names.
Brad. Brad, Randy, and Mark.
Randy.
Look at Patricia Richardson. She's a silver fox now. That's the mom.
Ooh, okay. Okay, so we have these three.
In 5 years, when we're done recapping Seventh Heaven, we'll do Home Improvement.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, we have three special guests, and this is a high conflict or a controversial episode because we're going to talk a lot about school violence and gangs.
Yeah, we sure are.
And how they affect the Glen Oak community.
So it's the first day of school. Eric's going to take the day off from his church duties to lay on the couch and nap.
Mm-hmm.
But in like they spin it as a day. The first day we're going to spend it together
with
because
no kids.
Kids are at school.
And this is a big day, though, because Ruthie is in grade one. So she's going from like half day school to full day, full time school.
Yeah. So it is actually the first day.
Yeah.
With no kids.
And we start off right away. Lucy and her hormones.
Oh, she's loosing it. I just wrote Lucy having a nervous breakdown starting high school.
Yeah. So she's starting high school, which we think is grade nine.
Yeah.
And she's nervous that she's going to see Jimmy Moon and Ashley because Jimmy Moon, if you are remembering from last season, dumped her because she dyed her hair blonde.
Yeah. And he's now decided to date her best friend, Mila Kunis, who has black hair.
Yeah. And she's nervous she's not going to figure out her lock. It's one of those spinny ones. Oh, God, it took me forever.
Like, I have tried to teach Olivia how to do it, and it's impossible. She cannot. But, she's got to figure it out.
She's got to figure it out, or she's going to end up like Lucy.
So her dad, Eric, has given her his, special lucky lock that he had all through middle school and high school and seminary school and
all
everywhere.
All the schools.
So she's like, what if your lock doesn't work? And I'm going to have to see Jimmy and Ashley.
But then Simon comes down and he's like so pumped to be starting junior high.
Hey, bro.
Yeah. And she's like, leave me alone, Simon. And then she says, why are you so confident? You're also going to be. And then she says something that is culturally inappropriate and we no longer say, which is low man on the totem pole.
Does she say that? I didn't even realize.
Lucy says Simon is low man on the. I didn't even want to write totem pole.
I don't even think I clued in. That's not great for me.
Well, it's okay. You just got to do your best till you know better.
Yeah, that's
then
fair.
You do better.
Yeah, and Simon's digging through the fridge looking for the leftover chicken because he needs protein.
He's turned into a bruh.
If it was filmed today.
Yeah. But him and Nigel have a plan. They're going to be buddies in school and look out for each other and rule the school, basically.
I do think it's funny. He says, we're going to use the buddy system just like in swimming. So you have somebody to pull down with you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was a missed lesson. And yeah, Ruthie's going into grade one and she's super excited. Mary is just going into, we think, grade 10 or 11.
Yeah, either.
Probably 11.
I think grade 11 too, because she was in high school last year.
Yeah.
I guess if it started in grade 9. I just, either her and Matt are 1 year apart or her and Lucy are 1 year apart.
Yeah.
I think it's her and Matt, though. I feel like she's in grade 11.
I agree. And she's in her knee brace, but no crutches. If you remember from last year, she had a big traumatic car accident, quote unquote. She was hit by a car and she can't play basketball.
Yeah.
And she's bummed. And her dad has signed her up to tour the new kid around school.
Yeah.
And she's
Marcus.
Just like, yeah, she's pissed about it. I thought that was going to be Taryn Noah Smith when they were talking about the new kid.
Same.
But it was not. And then Matt, I wrote grade 17 ? He's just so old looking.
Because now he's almost 30. He's 27 in real life.
Going into grade 12, his graduating year.
Going on 30.
Yeah.
Okay. So some of the stories kind of overlap a little bit.
Why don't we just touch on Annie and Eric and how their day goes?
Okay.
And then we can talk about the trouble that everyone got into.
And then wrap it up with Taryn Noah Smith.
I mean, that's part of the Annie and Eric.
Yeah. Okay.
So Annie and Eric send the kids off. They have a gross makeout kiss in the kitchen. I just want to throat punch them. Mm-hmm. And then...
How do you think Annie feels? Like the actress. What's her name? Catherine...
Hines? Hicks.
Hicks.
Catherine Hicks. Mm-hmm. I wonder when, after the news broke that the actor who played Eric was a child molester, like, you'd have this, like, flash of, like, every kissing scene you ever had with him.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like that either. Catherine, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry that that happened to you.
Yeah. So they make out, and then it's kind of like just these little scenes of, like, Eric's laying on the couch reading the newspaper, which kind of brought back nostalgia. Like, I really liked reading the newspaper.
Oh.
Just, like, the little, like, random articles that you'd find in there.
Yeah, you don't really find that.
No. Online?
No. So Annie says she's going to go have a long bath. And then she gets up and she comes down and she's folding laundry while watching TV, and Eric's napping on the couch, and the phone rings.
Yeah. And it is Constable...
Sergeant Michaels.
Oh, yeah. Sergeant Michaels. And he says, you got to get down here. We have a situation. And Annie says, I don't care what he's calling about. I'm going with you because we are spending the day together.
Yeah.
So they roll up to this apartment building, and Sergeant Michaels is completely alone. He's the only officer? First responder on scene, and he's looking up and he says, what's the kid's name?
Peter.
Peter so-and-so.
Peter McKinley.
Oh, Peter McKinley is on the roof and we can't get him down, and, like, we think he's going to jump.
Yeah, like, they don't know they don't know his demands yet. But
and instead of calling
anyone else,
a social worker, a mental health expert, a fire department,
paramedics,
more police.
Mm-hmm. He called
crisis counselor
Reverend
Eric Camden.
Because he says something like, yeah, you talk to him. You're good at this or something.
Yeah.
Like, no, he's not. He's just a reverend.
Well, yeah. So basically Taryn Noah Smith is, like, kicking rocks up on the roof and he's pissed. And he's like, I feel like this is, like, a breakout role for him because he was the little brother in Home Improvement. I was going to say Home Alone. And he really was kind of like.
He was like a background character, even though he was one of the main characters.
He was kind of too young to have much of a storyline.
Yeah.
And so I feel like, I don't know, his agent was like, listen, Taryn, have I got a deal for you? You want to play a rough kid from a rough neighborhood?
You're going to be a jumper.
You're going to be. Yeah. You're going to threaten to jump off a building because your mom's pissing you off.
So. Yeah, he's, like, supposed to be 13. I'm guessing he's probably 13 in real life. He's got braces.
Yeah, yeah, super awkward.
His mom is Deborah Jo Rupp from that 70s show, Kitty.
And, yeah, like, he looks over the edge to see, and, like, everyone's down there. And his mom's like, you come down here right now. And he's like, no, I'm not coming down here. And she is just, like, not handling it in the way that you're supposed to.
No.
She's like, he's not going to do it. He's just being a teenager and, like okay, kitty, just calm down.
So Annie and her go for a walk because she definitely needs to walk whatever it is off.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to see. Oh, and June, her name was.
Oh. And, like, Annie's got legs for days.
Yeah, that skirt.
I think it was, like, a skort, probably.
Yeah.
But she was looking good.
She was. Her chunky shoes.
Yeah. So they're off for a walk.
They have a conversation about how June McKinley, like, Deborah Jo Rupp, is a single mom. And she just thought she was doing all the right things until today.
Yeah.
Like, and Annie has almost, like, she tries to have, like, a moment with her about, like, well, we know you're a single mom. And... like, this is what happens to single moms, kids of single moms.
That's why you don't get divorced. And she was like, I know Mary was getting into trouble, and then we put her into sports. And then June is like, well, Peter did want to play soccer, but I was worried he'd get hurt.
That was effective. Great. Oh, yeah. They were loners, not getting into trouble. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah,
it's so stupid. And Taryn Noah Smith is up there, or Peter is up there, like, don't you send her up here.
If she comes up here, I'm going to lose it. And they're like, okay, son, okay, we're here when you're ready to talk.
Still just Annie, Eric, and Sergeant Michaels and the mom.
The whole time.
Yeah. And then the mom, like, gets mad and storms up the, like, back staircase to the roof of the building. And she's like, okay, Peter, like, this is ridiculous. Like, just come down here. You go to school. I'm going to go to work and we'll talk about this after. Like, he's up on the roof and you just want to talk about it after work?
She's a single mom.
Yeah.
Who works two jobs, who loves her kid and never stops.
Oh, Reba.
And so what laugh was that? So anyway, turns out he's not really going to jump. He just wanted someone to listen.
Because he doesn't want to go to school. Do you know how hard it is?
And he's wearing his like Hardy Boy jeans or something.
He calls them hunky pants.
Hunky pants. And it's like a brand, maybe? Like,
I don't know. They're definitely too big in the waist.
But like that was also, it was the 90s. But it's like his mom bought him a knockoff pair of whatever the trendy pant. What did you just look up?
Hunky pants.
Okay, take a screenshot because that's Vladimir Putin.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think it really is.
Okay.
Well. Like, is
and
this
it looks like these are their pants.
Like, is this hunks in pants?
Yeah. So careful, kids, what you Google, because you're going to get Vladimir Putin topless.
In a pair of pants.
In a pair of pants. So he just wants to be heard. He feels like he's not treated fair. He doesn't want to go to school. And surprise, surprise, Eric saves the day.
Like, I don't even really know how. Like, they all just run up on the roof. And Peter's like, it's just really hard to go to school and be a teenager. And then, like, music plays.
Yeah.
Fade to black.
Yeah.
Like, not literally, he didn't jump.
No.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
So, okay, wrap that up. Yeah. So I think we should start with Ruthie because she's the youngest.
Okay.
So she goes into grade one and she's just sitting at the table minding her own business when the world's oldest teacher, whose name I don't know.
Mrs. Rainey
comes over to her and says, Ruth, you can't wear this hat. And she's like, my name's Ruthie Camden. And this, my parents gave me this hat.
And she's like, well, your name's Ruth, actually. And
let's call you by your proper name.
Yeah.
And then she said, do your parents not know the rules of the school? And then Ruthie's like, my parents know everything. Like, fair, when you're six and in grade one, that's valid. And so then she's told, so Ruthie's wearing a blue baseball cap backwards.
Yes.
And the teacher says, Well, your parents don't know rule number 7, where you're not allowed to wear
gang-related
apparel or insignia.
Yeah, and gang members wear their hats backwards.
And she's like, this isn't a gang hat. It's just my hat. A regular person hat.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're in grade 1.
Yeah.
And this teacher is accusing her of being in a gang.
Do you remember, like, did your school ever have, like, rules like that about gang paraphernalia?
I don't think so.
Like, I feel like mine did, but it was something stupid like this. Like, you couldn't wear your hat backwards.
Or, like, chains. Like,
oh, chain wallets.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just looking up the actress that played Mrs. Rainey.
For sure, she's dead.
Name is Claudette Nevins.
Is she alive?
She was in like a lot of one episodes of things like MASH and Planet of the Apes and lots of movies.
Okay.
Like she's 100 years old. She was born in 1937. Oh, she died in February 20th, 2020 at the age of 82.
From COVID?
No, that was March.
Oh.
Okay, it says undisclosed.
Yeah.
Anyways, Claudette Nevins.
Okay. Well, she was a very old teacher. And although where were you driving with Olivia? And she asked if there were gang members. You drove her. You picked her up downtown at a theater. She saw a show with a friend.
And we drove past Olympic Plaza.
Yeah.
And there was a whole bunch of unhoused people standing next to Alpha House.
Right. And Alpha House is like a outreach center where folks can go and like safely detox before going to rehab or.
And I thought it was only men.
No, I think they've changed it. I don't know, though.
Anyways, she's like, is that a gang? And I was like, oh, no, not like that. Wearing,
like bandanas or something.
Like they were just like they had baggy jeans on and
right
they're experiencing homelessness.
Yeah,
that's all I know. What's happened over here?
I don't know. I just pulled a string, but I don't know where it came from. Look up. Yeah, so
I forgot about
she gets
that.
In trouble all day because she's just wearing her hat backwards constantly.
Yeah, she can't remember to put her hat back on forward.
And then what's the little girl's name? Nigel's little sister.
Lynn.
Weird name. Oh no, your stepsister's name Lynn. I just like picturing like a little kid.
Yeah, like her name should be like Jenny.
Yeah. But she stands up for Ruthie. What are you laughing at?
It's funny because that's Lynn's first name.
Right.
Yeah. we both just matched her name together.
Well, so that's funny. So she gets in trouble. And then...
Oh, she tries to flush her hat down the toilet.
Right, at the end?
Yeah. And there's a point in it as well where Ruthie, like, leans over to Lynn and she's like, Ms. Rainey thinks I'm in a gang.
Yeah. So then Lucy, starting high school, is really having a day. She gets to her locker. She, after first period, she can't open the lock, her dad's lucky lock. She's spinning it. And who shows up to the locker right next door or right beside her?
Ashley
and Jimmy Moon.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Moon's like, oh, what are the chances that my new girlfriend would have a locker right next to my old girlfriend?
Like, shut up, Jimmy.
Shut up, Jimmy. So instead of trying to fiddle with her lock, she just goes to class after class after class, and she gets a new textbook with every class. And so every scene she's like got one more book, one more,
more
book,
and more
one
books
more book. And she is just having a time.
Yeah.
And she meets up with Mary in the bathroom. Yes. Or she's hiding in the bathroom. Mary comes in and she's like, Lucy, what are you doing? And she's like, I can't get into my locker. Ashley and Jimmy Moon are right next to it. My arms are so sore. And Mary's like, okay, well, you can use my locker. Come with me. I've also got an aspirin you can take for her arms. So they go out and...
So Mary's whole day is spent touring around Marcus.
Yeah.
And she's pissed about it. He's annoying.
Yeah.
He's got a hemp necklace. I'll find a picture of me. I used to wear two of them.
Of course
you do. And...
But don't get into Mary's story yet.
Well, they end at the same time.
They do end at the same time. Yeah. Okay. So Mary's got to tour Marcus around.
She tours Marcus around. He's hitting on her the whole time.
Oh,
she hates it.
Idiot. Creepo. Supreme.
And I wish we had watched the scene again, because where he says a little makeup, I like a little makeup on my woman.
Yeah. because they were just in the bathroom and he's like, oh, right. Were you ladies,
putting on your faces?
Dolled up?
Yeah.
I did save it as a clip, so I'm going to put it on both TikTok and Instagram.
All right. So she's upset because she's not playing basketball and she has to tour this Marcus kid around.
Who's a total creep.
Yeah.
So
they end up in the bathroom. She's hiding from him in the bathroom, finds Lucy in the bathroom hiding from the rest of the school. And they leave the bathroom together to go put the books in Mary's locker and take an aspirin.
Yes. So Mary hands Lucy an aspirin. Lucy, looks up at the sky, opens her mouth like a baby bird, drops the pill in so dramatically, just as the principal of the school, the badass principal who supported Mary for that sexual harassment.
From Michael.
Michael, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's like, ladies, I didn't expect you two to break our
no drug policy.
No drug policy.
So, we skipped Simon, if we were going in order.
Shut up, Simon. Okay, we'll do Simon next.
Okay, so Ruthie is being accused of being in a gang.
For wearing
her hat backwards. And now Lucy and Mary have been taken to the principal's office because they're doing drugs.
Yes.
Taking aspirin.
Yes. And they have a zero tolerance policy for drug use. And then, so poor Simon, him and Nigel have no classes together.
Yeah.
Talk about nostalgia. Did you see all of their agendas?
Yeah.
Their schedules, I guess, not agendas, but they were all printed on paper that had the holes, the perforation.
Yeah.
And so those holes were because the printer would, that's how the printer would feed the.
Yeah, that's how it would grab the paper.
Yeah.
On either side.
Ripping that off.
I know.
Just...
It was so satisfying. And you want to keep it all together.
I wonder if we could get paper like that today just to.
Just to rip?
Just to rip it.
So him and Simon make a deal that they're going to meet at lunch. Whoever gets there first is going to save a seat.
Yeah.
And so they've already had a run-in with this bigger kid bully.
We don't know his name.
We don't know his name, but he, shoved them around. I think it's on IMDb, but I couldn't figure out, which kid.
Yeah, because they only show, grown-up pictures.
It's not Nigel. And it's not Lynn.
Is that what Taryn Noah Smith looks like now?
Yeah, or at least when this photo was taken.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's not Mitch, so who knows?
Okay,
maybe it's Ricky. No. Buck. I bet you it's Buck, and his name is Bobby Brewer.
Bobby Brewer playing Buck. So he is a bully, and then at lunchtime, they finally meet up, and the bully's like, what are you doing in my seat? And they're like, oh, we're just about to eat lunch. And he's like, well, what are you eating? And Simon's like, well, I've got this chicken. Would you like me to share it with you? He's like, okay.
Yeah. He's like into it.
Yeah. So then he sits down. Simon pulls out his package of chicken. And what do you need to you eat chicken with?
A knife and a fork.
Naturally.
Obviously.
So for some reason, Annie packed him a steak knife.
And a fork from their Chinette set.
Yeah. And just as he's about to cut into it, this teacher who's straight out of a Sears...
She's the
fashion magazine.
Yeah, she's the gym teacher.
Yeah.
I feel. She's got a sweater tied around her neck
and then short hair, total lesbian. And she's like, drop the knife, son, or drop the weapon.
Drop the weapon.
And so he drops it and she's like, come with me. And then she confiscates the knife. So he gets in trouble because he brought a concealed weapon to school.
Like, these kids are out of control.
Mean streets of Glen Oak.
So then Matt, at the very beginning of the episode, there's this little back and forth between Matt and Eric, how Eric was wearing Matt's jacket yesterday, but it was Eric's jacket and he's wearing it today to school. So he goes and he goes to school with this jacket on. And he ends up in this English class. And so the English teacher is an actor named Paul Satterfield. And he looks just like Christopher Reeves.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
And there was a whole...
Oh, wait. Isn't Christopher Reeves...
dead.
No, who's the guy in the wheelchair?
That's Christopher Reeves. He wasn't always in a wheelchair. He had an accident while filming and became...
On a horse?
Yes. Paraplegic, quadriplegic.
And now he's dead?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think I knew that.
Do we need to have a minute?
No, but he did look like that.
Yeah.
But he thought it was going to be Mrs. Peabody.
Yes.
But she retired.
She retired. So this teacher is like, no nonsense. Look, he says, look to your left and now look to your right. You know, one of those people isn't going to be wearing a cap and gown at the end of the year.
That's very dramatic, sir. Look, your job as a teacher is to help these kids graduate.
Yeah. No, this guy is just failing everybody.
It's like he watched Dangerous Minds.
Yeah.
And he thought, I'm going to be Michelle Pfeiffer. And... except he ended up in a predominantly white Christian suburban school.
Yeah.
So
he's just misplaced his power.
Yeah.
So.
And he gives Matt a hard time.
He gives Matt a hard time. And then he sees him another time in the hallway and makes some comment like, are you going to be late to every class? And so right after Lucy and Mary take the drugs.
Yeah.
He's walking. So this teacher, the English teacher, is walking out, and lo and behold, you hear beep beep, 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 beep. And it's a Eric's beeper in the coat pocket. And you also want to know what's not allowed at school? Beepers.
You know why?
Because drug dealers have them.
Drug dealers and gang members. That's who has beepers. Not white middle-aged pastors.
Nope. Eric. Setting his kids up to fail.
Yeah. So Matt is now also in the principal's office.
Yeah. So they're in the principal's office and sassy principal comes out and she says, oh, I'm going to give you guys a family discount and you each only get suspended for one day. The English teacher tells Matt he has to write like a 3-page paper. But it comes out that this English teacher is also an athlete and a gym teacher.
Former Olympic coach.
WNBA, specifically women's basketball.
Right.
So, no, you're right. He coached the women's national team in the Olympics. And then Mary says to him, why didn't you go on to coach in the WNBA? And he's like, well, I like teaching.
Right.
So he then says, we're going to get you back on the court sooner than later because you're like the
star player.
So he wants to have like private workout sessions with her.
He's like, you and I are going to work out every day after school. And I was just running with red flags in my head.
Yeah.
Predator.
Yeah. Little did they know.
Yeah.
Eric's they were also amongst them. A predator. Okay. So Matt is suspended for being in a gang. Simon is suspended for
a concealed weapon
that gangs also have. Mary and Lucy are suspended for doing drugs like a gang member would.
Yeah.
And Ruthie is suspended for, like, being the head of the gang.
She really is the ringleader.
She's the ringleader of the gang.
Yeah. And then, so Annie and Eric, after they've now saved Peter's life.
Oh, yeah.
And reconnected Peter and his mother. Sergeant Michaels is like, your kid's school's trying to get hold of you. They said your pager's off. And Eric's like, I don't even have my pager with me. And they're like, which school? And he's like, all three, all five kids.
Yeah. Which school? All three. Which kids? All five. Like, ugh.
Yeah. So
they get home and they're having a family meeting in the living room all together. And like, it's, Annie takes responsibility for giving the knife to Simon.
Yeah.
Like, the beeper is in Matt's pocket because it was Eric's.
Yeah.
And, like, Annie gave Mary the aspirin because of her knee.
And who gave the hat to Ruthie?
I think just her mom and her dad.
Okay.
But Simon is like, oh, I'll take it. And so, but she's chuckling because she tried to flush down the toilet. So she thinks that's funny.
And that's, they're like, oh,
And then there's, and then Lucy's like, yeah, but I heard that Peter McKinley tried to jump off of a building.
Oh, yeah.
And so Eric tells this story of how Peter, like, actually what happened was Peter chased.
Ordered a robbery.
Yeah. He chased him up on the roof and the SWAT team was called and he wouldn't come down even though his mom was yelling at him. And so everybody kind of, like, buys the story except for Matt because he's a parent. And as he's walking out, he's like, lame story. And Eric's like, I know, spread it around, would you?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want Peter to be the kid who's
not only wearing hunky pants, but
yeah,
almost tried to die by suicide.
Yeah.
And
in his hunky pants.
In his hunky pants.
Oh, my God.
But then also, I forgot, the principal sees that Lucy's having, like, a
time.
And she's like, yeah, you know that Ashley girl, right? And she's like, yeah. And she's like, well, rumor has it she slipped on a tray of spaghetti in the lunchroom and mooned the whole chess club with her Pocahontas underwear. And everyone, like, laughs.
Yeah. She's, like, trying to make it, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I was like,
What year did the Pocahontas movie come out? Like, I'm going to look it up because, like, was that, like, the.
It came out when I was, like, in grade 4 or 5, I think.
Oh, I just.
Who's that?
That's the real Pocahontas.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I mean, they probably don't actually know. She was born in, well, I don't know, but she died in 18, no, what does that say?
1617. Wow.
So they don't actually know, but.
Like Disney?
1995.
Oh, yeah, I was in grade 5.
Yeah.
So what's next week's episode?
Oh, God.
You're just turning off your phone like you've never done this.
I know. It's my first day. Okay. Next episode is called I Love You. When Matt catches the younger kids snooping, he sets a trap.
Ooh.
But he catches Dad instead.
Ew. Oh, I hate it.
Well.
So we're going to have to go watch it.
Yeah.
Well, everyone, if you like the show, this us, like the podcast, or 7th Heaven, follow us on TikTok and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Join us over on Supercast. You just have to look up Supercast, A Lesbian Recap, and you'll find it. And tell your friends.
Yeah. That's it.
What'd you say the other day? It's been real. It's been great, but it hasn't been real great.
Yeah. That was our weekend.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there. Welcome to 7th Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
So find us anywhere you get your podcasts at 7th Heaven, A Lesbian Recap.